You may have left your summer job behind years ago, but those memories can linger, and that's not always a good thing. Day-to-Day producers Sky Rhodes spoke with a number of folks here in Culver City, California, about their first experiences in the working world.
The worst job I ever had was selling vacuum cleaners, Kirby vacuum cleaners, and it was a door-to-door job. You could actually get $500 off of each vacuum cleaner that you sold, but if their credit was substandard or below perfect, then you got like $25.
When I was 15, I was hitchhiking to the beach, and a fella picked me up, and he made some kind of weird advancements, and I was a little naive. I just got out of the car at Mandeville and Sunset, and later that day, I had a job interview at a bakery, and I accepted it. A week later, the baker came back from vacation. I couldn't believe it, but it was the guy who picked me up. My dad was sitting there having coffee because he was proud that I was, you know, my first summer job, and I was waiting on him. And I said, "Dad, that's the guy," and he just yanked me out of there. So I went to the drugstore, got a job there as a delivery boy, and he gave me a car without brakes, and my dad yanked me out of there.
So. The worst summer job I ever had was working on campus, and it was supposed to be three people working the dish line, and it was just basically two of us. We had the whole conveyor belt backed up, plates were falling off, and you just used to leave that job smelling like a hog. Food looks wonderful when it's like separated on a plate, but when it's all mixed in together, like milk and eggs and bacon and bread and everything just piled on a plate together, it just smells disgusting.
When I was 17, summer job, I got a job with the Hartford Boiler Company in Hartford, Connecticut. I got up at 6 a.m., got in a truck with some 110-year-old guy. He made me drive the truck. I've never driven a truck before, and he handed me a torch so I could take apart the boiler in the basement. I never ran a torch before. It took me like 40 minutes to get it started. I started taking it apart piece by piece. It came down about 2 hours later. I was covered in sweat, and I had taken off about half one side of the boiler. And he flipped. He was like, "That's the new boiler. You're only supposed to take apart the old boiler." He started yelling at me, and I totally ruined like a $10,000 boiler.
That was Damian Anastasio, Vonte McRae, Robert Parlin, and Risa Paris speaking to us here in Culver City, California.